Well, I need to emphasize that this is not because it was thought a few days ago. This has been a plan over the past 4 years and with its own milestones that I had indicated to the board and to some of my key shareholders that I needed to pass on the baton to another leader, that I had done my bit, and that we needed to see another crop of management coming up to take over the group. So I'd done my best at taking the company, but one of the conditions was that I'd make sure that I left the company in a strong shape, a strong balance sheet, but with also a strong board so that they'll be able to take the company to the next level.
So does this mean you no longer have any interest in Africa Sun?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying as a manager, I have nothing more to give.
But after 13 years in this industry, what would you say are the key things that you have learned over the years?
Well, number one is that this industry is a very sensitive industry as far as perceptions are concerned. I had been in the industry longer than 13 years, but in African Sun, it's been 13 years. But it is very sensitive, and it requires vigilance in what you do and what you say, because at a national level, the industry needs to be connected politically, economically, as well as socially. The next thing is that I've also learned that we are endowed with some of the best attractions in the world, and we still are to maximize on those attractions. The third thing is that we have a beautiful hospitality culture, which also still needs to be tapped into to ensure that we get the best returns on it. So we've got some of the best people. Our culture of hospitality and service just needs to be helped along so that it shines in at a global scale. Last but not least is that it is through partnerships that this industry works.
But what needs to be done, Dr. Munyeza, in the short term and long term to ensure that the country maximizes on tourism?
The first and foremost thing under the Zima set that is there, it needs to ensure a significant investment in our infrastructure to the enablers in tourism are your connectivity, which is your road, your rail, your air connectivity, but also not to outdo the telecoms so that we are on top of the game. E-commerce is now the standard thing world over, and we are still trying to get to grips with that.
Lastly, Dr. Munyeza, I think there are complaints from some quarters that Zimbabwe is not tapping that much into the domestic tourism. What needs to be done?
The liquidity issue, it's not so much that Zimbabwe is not tapping into the domestic tourism. It's a liquidity. People have no money. Even if I offered people to go to Vic Falls for free for a weekend, just to get there, number one, it's just a transport cost. And remember that when tourism is leisure, travel is at the bottom of somebody's needs. People are grappling with issues of food, bread, school fees for their children, and so on. So once that begins to be sorted out and the economy is turning in that direction, the domestic tourism will take care of itself.